AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. International reaction coming into the sudden death of Alexei Navalny last week. Western leaders blaming Russian President Vladimir Putin for it. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz reports from Ukraine.
U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy seen laying flowers at the Solovetsky Stone in Moscow, writing on X, "We express our deepest condolences to the family, colleagues, and supporters of Alexei Navalny. His strength is an inspiring example. We honor his memory." His wife, Yulia, remembering her husband on social media, writing simply, "I love you."
Rain, wind, and snow slamming much of California. Los Angeles hit with heavy downpours today. Tomorrow, the Bay Area will get it, courtesy of another West Coast atmospheric river. Two Minnesota police officers and a paramedic shot and killed as they responded to a domestic call over the weekend that happened just south of Minneapolis. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers signs new legislative district maps into law today. Democrats say they're concerned about the maps not taking effect until the fall campaign. Republicans say there's nothing underhanded going on.
It's just standard language to put that in there so that way you have a start with a new election cycle. And that standard language that has been put in maps in the past by Democrats, Republicans.
Senate Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu on WISN-TV's Up Front. Owners of electric and hybrid vehicles in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The Dane County Board of Supervisors approved a master planning document for one of the county's largest public parks last Thursday. Indian Lake County Park near Cross Plains holds the namesake Indian Lake, miles of hiking trails, and a historic 19th century chapel in its nearly 800 acres. The master plan will help county officials decide on how to improve and preserve the park in the coming years. It calls for expanding the park's skiing and hiking trails, improvements to the dog park, and adding more vehicle parking. The Madison All-City Spelling Bee took place this past weekend, and three Madison students are making their way to state. Eighth grader Vincent Batista from St. Maria Goretti Catholic School came in first with the word menudo. Aiden Wajayakula-Saria from Blessed Sacrament School placed second, and Catherine Moore from Spring Harbor Middle School took third. All three will make it onto the Badger State Spelling Bee, which will be held on March 16th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Another setback for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers upset again, this time in Iowa City in overtime. The unranked Hawkeyes with an 88-86 win at home over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I mean, if a battle to nine down on the road to get back and get tied and have a lead, you know, we left a lot of points right in the paint too. And as we break this down in terms of the negative things, they're going to be what we didn't get accomplished defensively.
Wisconsin has now lost five of their last six games. Number four ranked Marquette trying to recover after getting blown out at number one ranked UConn, 81-53. The Golden Eagles will host DePaul Wednesday. The NBA All-Star game was really more of a scoring derby. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo and his team from the East won 211-186. Here's all he had to say after the game.
As I always say, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Congratulations, Giannis.
At chicken dinner. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to 44 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the southeast at only about 5 to 10 here throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 28 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 50 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny and warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
Tune in tomorrow to the John and Gordy Show, 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
We'll do it live! F*** it!
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
When those assets are sold, because Donald Trump has had them since 1980, and he acquired them for either like 40 Wall Street for $1 million or parking lots, restaurants, commercial space that he owns here in the city. He acquired those as the developer of the property. He has a zero basis in those properties. When he sells them, he has to pay taxes on them just as anybody else. And depending upon his tax bracket, remember you have city, state, and federal tax.
Right.
That also doesn't include whether or not this case is now going to be sent to the IRS.
Yeah, Suzanne Craig said that too, that he has a tax audit coming up too. Okay, send some lube to Trump Tower, won't you? I did not get Sean through all of my hate tweets for standing up for Fonnie Willis. Because, you know, once you go dumpster, it's hard to come back from
it
that.
It is hard.
So to speak. Come back. This was my favorite. Harnsey said, take a Midol and drink some warm milk, dear. You'll feel better. I think, see, he's supporting the big lie of the Stephanie Miller Show.
As like, if you need Midol anymore?
Yes, that I'm right.
Yeah.
Clearly still have
you
PMS.
And me both. Mm-hmm. You and me both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's me. I am a dumpster with a period.
Fertile. And you're fertile.
Ah! Okay, and Joe Blow tweets, how original, a guilt-ridden white liberal... That would be a C word. Mm-hmm. Yelling on social media to try and get her honorary I Love Black People merit badge. I sent that to Frangela and I said, by the way, thank you for my badge. They said, you're welcome. All right. You know what? There's one person that always makes me feel better, no matter how many hate tweets I get. Because I get love texts from Billy West. Comedian, voice guy extraordinaire. Good morning, Billy West.
You're a comedian. I'm not a comedian. I'm a wise ass. There's a big difference.
You know what? It's so funny, though. A lot of people were talking about Jon Stewart and being very disappointed that he did sort of a lot of both sides. And, you know, Trump and Biden are just as bad. And a lot of, you know, piled on him for being old. And, you know, Billy, I was thinking about all your years on Howard Stern when, you know, Trump would come on and, you know, it was a different time. But look at Howard. Howard's like one of the fiercest voices warning against Trump now. I mean, we played some Stephen Colbert. There is a way to do comedy and still be like, both sides do not do it. We are sleepwalking into fascism, right?
Yeah, he can be really effective, you know. But when I was there, it was like, what's Billy talking about, Robin? You know.
Yeah. See? And even you warned about, like, let me just play this, because this goes to your point. This is something you texted me. Here's Stephen Colbert.
This is up.
Look. Look.
I know how numb we've become, but it's not normal. No other candidate for the presidency has ever had to pause his campaign to defend himself in multiple courts. And I would like to point out that in all seven of his cases, no one doubts that he did these things. We're just sitting around patiently waiting to find out if the wheels of justice will grind fast enough for there to be any consequences.
And I had to read your text to me over and over that Merrick Garland does look like the sad parrot in the pet store that no one bought.
I know. Polly, want to step down?
Yeah, I mean, I just, after the what do you call it? What's the thing that made me finally lose my Merrick Garland shizzle?
The Her report.
Oh, the Her report about Hunter Biden, that he allowed that to be released. I mean, we are in such an existential threat, right? I mean, I know that, I'm sure even you couldn't believe that Donald Trump was selling gold sneakers this weekend.
You would think that he would read the newspaper that's at the bottom of his cage, you know, so he could understand what's going on.
Merrick Garland, yes, exactly. No, but it just, you know, Billy, it really is. You're used to him like being a clown, but we were also saying the point that, you know, was driven home again Friday, is he is a lifelong fraud. Any of you guys from New York knew that? His business model has always been fraud. Trump University, Trump, you know, charity. Trump, I mean, all of it. He has been a lifelong either fraud or Russian money laundering. That's it. That's his business model.
But he's the perfect candidate for our times because he brings a truckload of drama, you know, BS, and entertainment. And it's like, you know, people are like, I'll vote for the entertainer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
We're in the dumbest timeline.
What a world we live in. Yeah. You wake up on a gothic, foggy, rainy Monday morning, and you got to do 4 hours on the radio, Stephanie, and
three.
All the jokes have been
written.
I mean,
I could do four, but, you know, no one would hear one of them.
All the jokes have been written.
I know.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking about all these lawyers, you know, that he goes through. He goes through them like Kleenex, like tissues. And their job, of course, is to get you to believe absurdities. And, you know, Voltaire said, if you can make people believe absurdities, you can make them commit atrocities.
Yeah.
You know, and Ari Melber likes to quote the greats. Like, in the words of Rihanna, bitch better have my money.
I mean,
why does he do that? I like Ari Melber, but why does he, in the middle of a discussion,
enough with the rap,
something really serious goes,
yes.
Well, in the words of Old Dirty Bastard, shimmy, shimmy, yeah, I'll protect your neck in the zoo. We'll be right back.
I know. I agree with you. I love Ari. Like, you're like in the middle of like a really serious legal thing. You're like, no, with the MC Hammer says.
I know. In the words of Stymie of the Little Rascals, them ain't midgets, them fidgets.
So let's talk about Andrew Weinstein tweeted, I've had enough of the pundits and so-called influencers arguing that Democrats should be looking for an alternative to the most successful president in modern American history. Joe Biden is our nominee. Get on board, and it would help to show him some support so we can sweep the former guy into the dustbin of history in November. You know, everybody's
for
talking.
Reals.
I mean, Ezra Klein just wrote a piece basically quoting all these people that work with Biden saying how great he is and sharp he is, but then still saying, oh, but he should step down. I mean, it's... They create these storylines. Like, they create, you know, oh, people don't think the economy's good. Oh, people don't like Biden. You know, and then it becomes, you know, then it shows up in the polls because that's what they've been pounding.
I know, but you know what it is the press loves movement. You know, Madonna's in, Madonna's out. You know, coffee is good for you, coffee is bad. You know, they love movement and, you know, and let's start a myth. I mean, they're big on starting myths like Joe Biden's this and that, and he's great, but geez, you know. How about we start the rumor that he picks Obama for his vice president, you know, Barack Obama?
Yeah. Well, I'm a Kamala Harris fan, so you lost me there. But
oh,
anyway.
I know. I am too. I am too, but you got to start some kind of hoopla.
You know, John Pavlovitz tweets, the last time the far left made a purity stand for their votes, tens of millions of American women lost bodily autonomy. Maybe it's time to vote strategically instead of emotionally. This isn't a game. We all need to recognize the urgency of the moment and the bigger picture. This is about the totality of the world we leave to those who will follow us. I mean, he couldn't have said it better, Billy, that it just... you know, I think that's what we were talking about. John Stewart sort of at one point saying, oh, well, you know, we'll be fine either way. No, a lot of people will not be fine if Trump gets back in.
No, I don't know how somebody as sharp as he can even play with that statement or the sentiment, because we're playing with fire, you know. There's a lot of people that think this is some kind of game, you know, like sports, and you don't know the outcome, and it's entertainment to them. It's not politics. It's not like things that affect their lives.
Yeah, to the point, squad member Rashida Tlaib, Representative Rashida Tlaib, urges Democrats in Michigan to withhold their support for President Biden and mark uncommitted on their ballots in the state's Democratic primary. Somebody tweeted, given Trump's promises to mass deport Palestinian Americans, I think this is an example of what 2012 Mitt Romney called self-deportation. I mean, seriously, there is a Republican in Congress that said we will deport all Palestinians in America. If Trump gets back in,
everybody
that would include Rashida Tlaib. I mean,
that's right. Everybody listen to Rashida. Run. Go do what she says. Rashida. That was my jail name.
It was not Billy West. Marie in Atlanta.
Yes, it was.
Marie in Atlanta, you're on with Billy. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Billy. The thing about the Judge Engoron's order that struck me, it wasn't even so much the order, it was the speed at which Trump popped out with those ugly sneakers. To me, that says that he knew he was going to lose this case.
Well, he had already lost. It was just the amount, and he knew the number was going to be big. I mean, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to have known that, but because you can't get a sneaker production deal in place that quickly. The other thing about it, though, is remember that Tish James caught Trump trying to move his assets out of state so that he could then create a new Trump organization.
Yeah.
I suspect that was all part of trying to make the sneaker deal and the perfume deal and whatever other money scam he was going to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love her. She's like Hercule Poirot, you know. She knows every move he's going to make for the next 5 years.
Robert Reich tweeted, this should serve as a reminder that Trump's entire presidential candidacy was based on a lie, the myth that he was a successful businessman rather than an overleveraged charlatan who drove his businesses into bankruptcy multiple times. I mean, again, Billy, for those of us that lived in New York, I mean, the fact that he's saying to NATO countries, you got to pay your bills, you got to pay your bills. I'm sure you know, because I knew contractors that got stiffed. Everybody got stiffed by Trump. He never pays his bills. He doesn't pay contractors, doesn't pay lawyers.
Well, what do you think Alina Haba is auditioning for Fox? She wants a big salary, you know?
Yeah.
She isn't going to get paid. None of them are. She knows that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I bet you she's got voodoo dolls of Jesse Waters and, you know, Lingram and Shaughnessy and McEnany. I want your job.
McEnany.
I want your job. I want your job. Voodoo. It's voodoo, I tell you.
It's voodoo. Okay, that you do. 18 minutes.
Yes.
18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick. Here it is. Went up and got it. Why? Because you know what, Jody? I'm hiking in the rain. I don't care. And I'm super powered by. I got 10 supplements in one, Sean. This looks bright. It's amazing that there are 10 supplements in there, including ashwagandha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Billy loves it. When it comes to health,
I love ashwagandha.
Thank you.
That was my jail name, too.
It was, yes.
The second time I went to prison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a powerful new formula. It helps you support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer, has probiotics to help shed pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods, for muscles and joints. Some of the most... Thank you. Oh, thank you, ashwagandha. Wakanda forever. It also has, what do you call it? It gives you energy. It makes you just feel younger and zippier.
So that I'm still the oldest lady in the
Zippier.
Room.
That's right. Roundhouse Provisions. Yes. Thank you. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off on a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. What, Sean? It's amazing. Strawberry lemonade. Did I mention that? It's not one of those drinks that tastes like grass clippings. It's fantastic.
Mm.
Delicious. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
proven that the left is right. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
Yes, pure love in the form of Billy West. Thomas in North Carolina. You're on with Billy. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Steffi. Great to speak to you.
Thank you.
I was thinking you should be called the Heartbreak Kid. Since you're often slamming people into heartbreak.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That reminded me of the 1972 movie, The Heartbreak Kid, starring Charles Grodin and Sybil Shepherd, and directed by Elaine May of Stiller and May Comedy Team.
Thank you. Thank you for that very, very old. No one ever makes a reference older than I do on this show.
Elaine May's partner was another guy, Mike.
It was Nichols and May.
Yeah,
it was Nichols.
Yeah, Nichols and May. What did he call it? Stiller and Mira?
What do you know about comedy legends, Jody Hamilton?
I don't know anything about that. I actually have some Nichols and May CDs at home.
I think something really, really, really funny is going to come along and replace comedy. I don't know what it is.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's the internet. Wait, a Russian spy, a racist, a lunatic, a failed businessman, and a rapist walk into a bar. Bartender says, "You'll have to pay in advance, Mr. Trump."
Hey, 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 hey.
What? Too late?
Can I?
What? Too late? That yours? That yours? Can I use
just
it?
Say,
is that yours?
The whole Biden is old or demented or whatever. Did you listen to anything this weekend? Oh, my God. First of all, he said, get out and vote November 27th. Mm-hmm. The Michigan primary is in February. Mm-hmm. Do we have that?
We need you to get out and vote to set the stage for November. Vote. November 27th.
Yes,
Billy,
please vote.
By the way, God bless you, United States. Do you have a view as a professional voice guy? Is it dentures? Is that his problem? The whole.
God bless the United States.
What is that?
It's either a lateral lisp Tom Brokaw had something like that. He sounds like they're worried about Biden. Trump has definitely had a mini stroke or something.
Yeah.
Because
asking.
Yeah. The most flawed people in the world are telling everybody what's wrong with Joe Biden. I love it. I just love it.
Yeah. Trump explains he didn't forget who was president. He was intentionally saying the wrong person's name as a bit.
He's Pee Wee Herman. I meant to do that.
When he mics that on his bike. Is this the one indicted? Here we go. Let's try this one.
But a lot of them come to me and they'll say, how do you do it? You go through all these subpoenas. You got indicted. Now, in my whole life, I didn't know what what indictment meant. You got indicted. More than Alphonse Capone, Scarface.
I think he slipped the N-word in there.
He
tried to skate over that. Okay.
He remembers Al Capone's history perfectly, including his name.
Right.
And his nickname, but he doesn't know what indictment is.
Right. Jody, who said they want wind? But what happens if the wind doesn't blow?
Nancy Drew.
No, that would be Donald Trump. Yeah, the answer, my friend,
is blowing in the wind.
Literally blowing in the wind. Yeah.
I'm doing the wind.
I have to check if things are from the Onion, Jody, and this just made me happy. Trump getting booed at SneakerCon while trying to sell Trump shoes for $400. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
I had to look, and then I'm like, no, that is true. Plus, have you seen, they're the ugliest ass shoes I've ever.
Yes. So. And they come in one color, fool's gold.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, hopefully, did I cover every... Oh, no, we have more. Hang on, here we go.
These are radical left Democrats, they're lunatics, and it's election interfering, so I just want to thank you for being here. We'll appeal, we'll be successful,
because, frankly,
if we're not successful, New York State is gone.
Oh, New York State will be gone.
Gone.
And also, Billy, he built the entire New York City skyline. Mm-hmm. After he just got dinged $350 million for exaggerating, he said he built the entire skyline of Manhattan.
I like that that they bring that up because his son looks like he's going to cry on TV, you know. My father built the skyline of New York. He built the skyline of New York. My father did that.
That's a really good Eric.
It is good.
Enjoy
no,
that.
It's not.
No, I like it.
I forgot. He used to have these big gums like Mr.
Okay,
Ed.
That's better.
Yeah.
29 minutes after the hour. Billy West is here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Good government groups are happy with Governor Evers' decision to sign new legislative district maps into law today. Yuseli Flores is with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition.
These maps would change Wisconsin's future for years to come, and it will definitely get rid of what happened in 2011. It'll dismantle that partisan gerrymander.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered new maps to be put in place after declaring the old maps unconstitutional. The top three most popular specialty license plates in Wisconsin are for collector cars and motorcycles and hobbyist vehicles. About 367,000 plates were registered in those three categories last year. The Department of Motor Vehicles says more than 500,000 vehicles in Wisconsin have a specialty license plate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes is being recognized nationally for the city's evidence-based policing policy. He'll be inducted into the Evidence-Based Policing Hall of Fame at George Mason University this summer. The honor is awarded to law enforcement members who champion high-quality research programs in their policing. It also recognizes people who are working to advance police reform through science. Barnes will be joining eight other people nationwide being inducted for this year's class. The group formerly known as Madison Autobahn has settled on its third name in less than a year. They changed their name to Badgerland Bird Alliance last fall to distance themselves from their namesake's problematic history. A Waukesha company called Badgerland Birding objected to the name change shortly after. The conservation group voted earlier this month to once again change their name to the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance once and for all. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Under a mix of sun and clouds today, as high temperatures climb mild once again, back into the mid-40s. Will be bright and beautiful tomorrow and even warmer as highs reach 50 degrees. We even turn the dial up a little higher for Wednesday, too. Right now, it's 30.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
No wonder Joe Biden and his thugs are so desperate to stop us. They know that we are the only ones who can stop them. They know that. You know, we did it in 2016. Remember that beautiful night in 2016?
Obama?
Yes, that night that he beat Biden in 2016. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful moment.
Also, how about this one? He's a confused Trump speaks gibberish. It's migrant crime. This is, I got it, migrant. Oh, that's good. That's, and he points to his head. Smart. I think he was trying to say Biden and migrant crime,
so.
And he thought that would be clever.
He created a new word.
Migrant.
You know something? Adam Kinzinger went on and on about how bad Trump smells.
Yeah. Yes. I think we let that go too soon.
Yeah.
I think so, too, because it doesn't change. It only gets worse from what I read. And I was going to say, you know, like these poor maintenance people, poor house cleaning crew that has to come in the courthouse at night in hazmat suits and scrape all the crud and stink off the seat where he was.
Well, you know, I don't know if he smelled when he was in studio with you and Howard Stern back in the day, but Noel Kastler said on Apprentice.
I shook hands with the guy that could potentially destroy the world. I want to cut my hand off.
My girlfriend had drinks with him, and I can't remember back in the, I don't know, a billion years ago. Like, yeah,
Do the words roofies mean anything to you?
No, with some other, I forget. There's another famous person, and she and her friend, but whatever. Noel Kastler said it's like well known on the set of The Apprentice. Someone had to change his diapers because of, you know, drug use.
You think it got any better? It doesn't. It gets, Adam Kinzinger is like a prophet, you know?
Noel said, just a reminder. Kastler said, just a reminder that NBC gave the guy and his sons who were just ruled fraudsters their own TV show about how great they were in business. I swear I will never forgive Mark Burnett and NBC for this.
No, and he's like another rich, wise guy. We're talking about how comedians, you know, they have a different bent on things now because a lot of them are borderline billionaires, and I don't know.
Yeah, and they'll be okay no matter what, yeah.
If Trump goes to prison, do they give you, in prison, Stephanie, do they give you a prison diaper? Like, is it orange?
Regulation, yeah. Does it match the orange jumpsuit?
Does it match the outfit? And
Or maybe he should get the traditional black and white stripes, because that way, leaves a skid mark, it'll, you know, blend in.
Either way, the flies are going to follow him and surround him.
Okay.
What are all these flies doing in my jail cell?
Bob tweets,
get out of here.
If you want to buy $400 sneakers that will arrive in 6 months, may not look like the prototype and you can't return, Trump has such a deal for you. You were saying, Billy, during the break about the people that are putting them on eBay for limited edition for $5,000. And I said to Jody, it's hard to feel bad for people that will buy these. I can't.
That's a side hustle. Everybody knows that's a side hustle.
Yeah.
They're going to make a living doing that. That's thinking long term. But, I don't know. The sneakers, though, kid'll buy them for, one kid paid $9,000 for an autographed pair of sneakers. And then he's going to blame Biden because he has to thumb home.
By the way, we always, Aisha Tyler told us that Obama smells like cookies and freedom. Because she met him. Malcolm tweets, if Obama smells like cookies and freedom, I think Biden smells like ice cream and sanity.
Aww.
That's sweet. That is sweet and probably true. Yeah. Andrew Weissman said, if Trump posts a bond for the huge New York judgments via third party, say the likes of a Musk or a foreign country or person, we talked to Jill about this, that would be of enormous import to how he would behave as president. Meanwhile, the Georgia court is fussing about a relative pittance share between Willis and Wade. I mean, such great points, right, Billy? It just, I don't know.
Yes. It's a game. It's everything's a game. I wouldn't be surprised if Elon Musk said, you know, okay, all right. Here I come to save the day.
Yeah, exactly.
No, really.
By the way, so we were talking.
He thinks he's a superhero. There's too many people playing with fire with all this junk. It's so deadly serious. You know what I bought online? A Jewish space laser.
Did you really? Really?
Yes, and I'm going to blow away every congressperson in the Republican.
Oh, you actually brought a prop. Okay.
Jewish space laser.
Okay.
I'm going to blow away your ass. Maybe I won't.
I just, I don't know why. I find myself hoping that Mark Hamill is watching right now.
I do
going,
too.
It's a okay. Jewish faith laser.
Yes, that's different. But, right. Okay.
I'm going to give you such a zets.
So, by the way, speaking of the funny, we were talking about her father testifying, and Katie Fang had such great points. You know, talking about she had to move from the house she bought because of death threats. Mr. Floyd spoke of the fact that he, Willis, and her children, his grandchildren, have all received death threats because she's prosecuting this RICO case simply because she's doing her job. Mr. Floyd testified in 2021. Protesters showed up at Willis's home at 5 in the morning. They were cursing and yelling, calling his daughter a B-word and the N-word. He said for decades, Mr. Floyd fought for civil rights and the rights of others. He was a criminal defense attorney. He worked to get Nelson Mandela out of prison, only to have his daughter be threatened with death and a harm and be called the N-word. Mr. Floyd spoke about how he rarely gets to see his daughter because of concerns over her safety. He intentionally does not learn where she lives in order to protect her. He is constantly worried about her safety. Can you imagine? For me as a parent working so hard to make this world a better, safer place for my daughter, how terrible this experience must be for Mr. Floyd as a father and someone who taught his daughter to treat everyone with dignity and respect. I mean, Billy, how do we ever get back from the age of Trump? We were talking about my nephew's working on a Shonda Rhimes series, and I love what he said about her. She says, you know, we're going to make a great TV show here, and you're all going to be part of it unless any of you is unkind to anyone here. Like, she makes kindness a rule on her set, and I said to Jody, when are we going to do that in the rest of the country again?
Well, don't do it here, or you won't have a show.
Right. Well, no, I don't mean here. Donald Trump has made me mean, and I.
Right. He made me mean too. You know what? Who made me mean was. I feel so bad for Alexei Navalny, and I'm not saying anything anybody didn't think of.
Yeah.
His poor family.
Yeah.
But it's infuriating how the Russians, for years, have been just playing this stupid game, like the guards don't know what happened to him. Sudden death syndrome.
Yeah.
You know, sudden murder syndrome. And if everybody thinks having a dictator in America is going to be any different from that,
yeah.
I got news for these guys, these Proud Boys and all that. You know, they'll be the first to be eaten.
And Billy, by the way, as you said, this is a different time when we see Nazis in the streets, you know. So, pardon me.
I wrote a book, Stephanie. I wrote a book, and I covered a chapter in there. My father was, this is, I'm talking like, 68 years ago, my father in Detroit was a member of the Bund, B-U-N-D,
mm-hmm.
and it means Federation in German. And it was meetings right under everybody's noses of the American Nazi Party. So this has been going on for a long time. And I was hesitant to talk about that. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. You know, I know firsthand about these idiots. They were so thoroughly flawed, these friends of my dad, and they were all broken men, and it's like nothing's changed.
Well,
I'm sorry. My brother just told me I got death threats.
Sandy tweeted, there's a lot of talk about these guys' blood tribe marching through Nashville today. This is a relatively new group of neo-Nazis. More frequent appearances of Patriot Front and the Goyim Defense League, who were also here in Orlando. They've been in Bolden. Haven't seen this in Charlottesville. It would behoove the mainstream media to pay attention and learn more about them. The same time I filmed this, I found the Nazis at Disney World who had swastika flags and RFK Jr. signs. I mean, I feel like all the crazy is melding together, the anti-vaxxers, the pro-Putin people, the, you know, RFK Jr., he's a chaos agent. That's what he is. He is to help Trump get back into office.
Yeah, I love the anti-vaxxers. You know, it's like I was sitting next to this guy on the plane covered with tattoos, you know, and he didn't want to, you know, he was complaining about, you know, I can't stand these people that get vaccinated. I go, where do those tattoos come from? Are they stencils? You know, I don't like needles. Oh, really?
Really? I mean, this is like somebody just bludgeoned their father to death because he was vaccinated. I mean, this is how crazy we've gotten.
But nobody can explain why they feel the way they do, and they can't explain why they say the things they say. They can't be pinned down. It's just this mania, this nuttiness. And wait till they get a dictator. This is what they want?
Yeah.
You're going to have sudden murder syndrome. I don't care who you are, and if you're the loudest mouth out there and violent and everything, you're going to be first to be eaten. I'm not kidding.
Really, it's his argument that's going before the Supreme Court that, yes, he could have SEAL Team 6 assassinate his political rivals. That's right out of the Putin playbook.
Well, look who his best friend is. It's Putin, you know? Yeah. Putin is such a little cutie pie, isn't he? you know, with his interpreter, you know, Rozvanya Benefuchi Yaktimini Karanji. Putin, Navalny was clumsy. He fall down steps maybe 4 or 5 times. I lost expensive shoe when I kick him. Forget him. Poor me. I am missing.
And there's, there he is yucking it up the day after Navalny dies, right? Because he knows he's got a whole political party in his pocket here in America. He looks a little too secure that Trump's going to get back in office, you know, with Russia, go ahead and do it, whatever you want.
You know, he's just like Trump. Whatever it is that he says, you know that he means the opposite. Like, you know, vote for Joe Biden. Vote for Joe.
One more, AOC.
I'm doing the Trump dance. Wait.
Don't do the double hand job dance. Don't do it. No.
What?
Okay. Here we go. AOC.
If Donald Trump is elected president of the United States, we do not know if there will be a verifiable next election that has integrity. He already tried to, we saw on January 6th, he tried to overturn the results of a presidential election by force, by inciting a riot. And I think we need to be very, very realistic about the grave, grave impacts of a Donald Trump election. It is not a joke. It is not a game. We need to protect our democracy, and ideally, it's going to be on progressive values.
Could you go have a little chat with your friend Rashida?
Yes.
Do you mind going next door? Okay, let's do one quick one before the break. Don in California, you're on with Billy. Hey, Don. Hello, Don.
Don's not there, man.
Don's with Dave, man. I have a spare Donald. I have a spare Donald in Long Island. Okay. Hello, Donald.
Uh-oh. Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Huh? I wanted to just throw in this and see and get your opinion on it. I think I know why. Liberals tend to, and Democrats generally tend to get worried whenever all these negative polls about Biden come out, you know, or all of these, you know, it's bad for Biden, or this Democrats are going to lose thing is such a big issue for the corporate media. I think it's this. If you look at the Democratic coalition, it is primarily, not exclusively, but primarily a coalition of victims, blacks, LGBTQ.
Oh, okay. Oops. Something happened to that line. I had to hang up.
You know what? He sounds like a victim.
Okay. The blacks. You know, I don't know how he just somehow that was the first blacks. Thing.
He's projecting.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you know who's going to make
that? That guy held on for like almost 2 hours just to say that.
Did he really?
All right.
To say that we're all victims?
Mentality. Really? Because the whiniest little victim bitch in the world is Donald Trump. Speaking of people of color.
Thank you. You know, I got a bobblehead of the, you know who, he's selling them. No, Trump is selling bobbleheads with his gold sneakers. He's got a bobblehead him with sunglasses and a machine gun and a leather jacket. Yeah. He's not the only one with a bobblehead.
Oh, who is that you? Who is that?
Yes.
Oh, there's a Billy West bobblehead? How did I not know this? Why was I not notified?
No, somebody made that. Somebody made that for me at a convention, and I said, oh, my God. No, actually, my brother had it made, and he's great. But
did you see Trump is he's trying to sell the Trumpinator? That's like just like the Schwarzenegger sues the bejesus
that's
out
the
of
one
him.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, I met Trumpinator, the bobblehead guys. I met the Funko Pop guys.
Oh, you did?
At a show, and they said, hey, you know, we can make you a custom Funko Pop of anything you want. You, Billy West, we can make it for you. And I said, I wanted an alcoholic nun. You know, with a cigar and a wine bottle and a crucifix, this angry look on her face. They said, bro, you got some issues. yeah, maybe a couple.
You know, I thought of you. I went to the gas station. I had to go inside, because the thing where you can't use the pump. And so, go ahead, Jody will do me, and I'll do the lady, because it reminded me of your Marge Schott impression, but I just said pump 12.
Get up, Wally's!
Hang on. Here we go.
I'd like to pump 12.
What about pump 12? That was it. And I was like, oh, my God. She's doing Billy West doing Marge Schott. That is.
Keep going, Stephanie. Follow through. Follow through.
No, that was it. That was the whole conversation. I was like 50?
Oh, man.
$50?
Oh, man. That's great, huh? What about pump 12? You're in the business of selling gas, lady. Wait till your superiors hear about this. And they're going to hear it because everybody listens to your show.
Thank you. All right, 49 yes. minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by, ooh, look at that protein. Sean, oh, you yeah. take Way. That protein, you're going to look like Chris by tomorrow.
Wow.
That's what happens. Way. You take that protein when you sit in this chair, what happens?
Way.
Lifting Buicks. Yeah, that's the whey protein. Oh, Jody, oh, you know what he wants? He wants the plant protein like
right.
we have.
Right.
He's a plant-based dude. And either way, fantastic. You remember, what's it, Tony Horton, the guy with P90X? Mm-hmm. I used to do that. He came down with shingles because, you know, shingles does not care about literally anything. He was bedridden, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, he's feeling amazing. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. High-impact protein, that's what's in there. And it's delicious. Comes in chocolate, vanilla, strawberry vanilla. Okay, one scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle even without exercising. Make you this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Mypowerlife.com or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com, type in the code fitness.
In case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air 11 to noon
on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX 1580 AM.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, I speak for all of us when I say Mark in Oklahoma City, you're on with Billy West. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Awesome show this morning. Great guest.
Thank you.
A couple of things I did want to mention is I think it's pretty clear that if Trump ordered the Oath Keepers and that putrid group of Proud Boys, ordered them to throw people in ovens, they wouldn't hesitate. But I will say this. We needed those gold sneakers on January 6th. So we could have identified those people walking around in their camo and the tactical gear and their helmets and the bright gold, ugly tennis shoes.
Yeah, they're making it easier to identify them now, so that's good.
Like the DC
pipe
bomber.
Yeah, they arrested like 1,000 guys. They prosecuted like 1,000 of them, and maybe two or three of them were actual veterans that were in the service.
Yeah.
You know, then they got they went to the Army-Navy store and you suited up, you know?
Yes. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I love this. You just mentioned Speaker Johnson, who was named after a Johnson.
Yes. He's the dweebiest of dweebs.
Panel roast Speaker Johnson talking tough on Putin while doing nothing as the world mourns Navalny. He's talking about how can they even say it when he's the one holding up aid to Ukraine? It's insane. Somebody on Twitter said he acts as if he doesn't know there's a foreign aid package before his caucus that he could push through right now. I mean,
right. No, he has to be recalcitrant. Guess what?
Oh, that's
Speaker
the word
Johnson,
of the day.
Keebler just called. And they're looking for a new spokesman.
They lost an elf. You're needed back in the tree. Okay.
Speaker Johnson.
Taylor Swift donated $100,000 on Friday to a fundraiser supporting the family of the woman killed in the mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. Billy, I love how insane she makes the right wing, but I think at the base of it, she just seems like a really nice person. You know, it seems Yes.
What are you talking about?
Taylor Swift just donated $100,000 for the woman who was killed at the parade.
I like her. At least she writes songs that have stories and stuff. I was in the supermarket the other day, and I was driven out the door by their selection of music. Everything was – I was shopping, and speaker over my head was going, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl. And I was like, oh, F this. I got to get out of here. You know, I left my groceries and I said, oh, I got to buy something. So I got some stamps and I get out of there. Baby girl, baby girl, baby girl, baby girl. It's like torture. Baby girl, baby girl, baby girl.
All right. Can we just, speaking of shooting victims.
Baby girl.
Okay.
Baby girl.
Stop.
What?
Can we just send some, some love and light out to Minneapolis that we love? We have a great station there. Just another, you know, two officers, a first responder killed at the scene of a domestic violence call in Minnesota. Had, you know, of course, high-powered weapons. And anyway.
Outgunned.
Yep. Always, always. All right, Billy West, we love you so much. Follow Billy West. Worship him as we do. We will see you next time.
I love you very much, babe.
I love you too, babe. Baby girl, baby girl, baby girl. Call me baby girl.
Baby girl, baby girl, baby girl. Stephanie Miller, baby girl.
Stop
baby
it!
Girl.
Whether you're hanging
hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.